Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Growing Up. My name is Daniel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So in today's episode, I will be speaking about other people's perception of us, our social status, and mostly it's like, I feel like in this episode, I want to talk more about like sociology aspect of it all. Like, I'm not being really honest. I'm in uncertain place at the moment because I'm not really sure on like I'm not studying sociology stuff like that, but I just want to really be honest and like what I think about like social status and also like how other people perceive us, you know, and how we care or lack thereof on like how people perceive us and stuff like that. So I just want to discuss all of those topics all at once today in this episode, and I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, let's go. First of all, I just want to say that I'm not gonna be producing episodes every day. Sorry, every week, once a week, like I used to say in the last episode. I guess it's just not one of my priority, if that makes sense. And, you know, I thought that was going to be my resolution or something that I do this year. New Year's goal, but not anymore, I guess. I think things changes, which is fine. But anyway, so I'm so excited talking about this topic because I feel like it's such a prominent aspect of my life. It's like, what do people think of me? I feel like sometimes I get really insecure because I just keep thinking to myself like, you know, do people think nicely of me? Do people not think nicely of me? And how do they perceive me? And even like the strangers on the street that cross past me, that I always ask subconsciously, even though like consciously I know that I don't want to care for what other people think, but subconsciously in the back of my head I'm always wondering like, what are they thinking of me, you know? And I feel like, I guess I just want to normalize it. Like, if I want to see it from a self-compassionate manners, which is what this podcast is all about, I think I just want to see it as a way of like, you know, I think it's normal. It's every single one of us. We all care what people think to some extent. And especially being in our 20s, we're so new to every experiences, you know. So like a slight rejection might hurt us a lot. Honestly, like I remember when I was 18, I used to be so insecure a lot. Like, and also highly anxious to the max, you know. It's hard for us to gain a sense of what people are going through sometimes. I feel like when I'm like meeting people, like even strangers, it feels like I'm watching a show. It's like they're wearing a mask, if that makes sense. It's hard for us to gauge how insecure and how what their problems are in their lives and everything like that. And we're also attuned to what we think and how we feel. Sometimes we forget that other people themselves have their own lives and their own insecurities as well, you know. And I think like for me, like I know that I'm sometimes insecure about like, you know, how I look and about like how I behave, how I conduct myself, what people perceive of me and everything like that. I'm aware of that, but I think at the same time, like I just wanted to hear some people be like having the same struggle as well, if that makes sense. And honestly, like today, for I guess it's like it's getting better with age, because you know, like me 1 year ago, I will not wanting to go outside. I will be very anxious, you know, and I will think a lot of what other people thinks of me, I guess. Yeah, I will to some extent, because I feel like a slight of rejection is not really doing me well back then as well. And I don't know, I think I just kind of feel like right now that I'm 21, I'm just really confident in myself. But in the same time, in the same breath as well, I'm just thinking like, oh, what if this person isn't like me? What if that person isn't like me and stuff like that? And honestly, it's fine, because there needs to be like these dualities of where you feel like you're so sure of yourself and feel confident. Like a year ago, I didn't even know who I was back then, you know. I was so confused of where I am in this world and who I am. And now I know my sense of self. I have a greater sense of self. And I just kind of like, I think as I get older, I just realized that, yeah, I know myself more, you know, and it's such a blessing in itself, because you don't fail, you don't judge yourself based on how other people react to you, or, you know, how other people are perceiving you. You don't judge yourself based on that. You judge yourself because you know you're the one that who knows yourself often. You know, today, like, for example, in this journal entry that I make, I was, like, questioning, like, why, what, like, sometimes I think, like, with how people look at me and stuff like that, sometimes I think that they hate me and stuff like that. And I ask myself, like, what makes me think that they hate me? And I guess I concluded that it was from the past, that I was bullied and I was ostracized and stuff like that. But in the same time as well, like in the same breath, I also realized that sometimes the past is in the past. Like, people who doesn't like you, people who don't like you, they're not supposed to be there in your life. Like, obviously there are people who are mean, who quote-unquote who are unkind to you, you know. I guess, like, we don't all have to get along, but in the same time, I understand where I was coming from. I guess, like, my fear of, like, being perceived as or being hated upon is coming from my experience before, where I was ostracized, made fun of, and bullied. So I kind of understand where my obsession of what people think of me comes from right now, you know. And I think it's part of growing up. Like, sometimes, like today, for example, when I look at a teenager, I don't really feel intimidated. But where I look at, like, a 60 years old or a 29 years old, I feel more intimidated, if that makes sense. I guess, like, I spoken about, like, being authentic despite on a previous episode about that. I guess, like, I was speaking about, like, you know, the world, there are people who are older than us, who have more life experiences, who are more, you know, brush it off kind of thing, like, when they're, brush it off kind of thing, when they're being questioned upon their characters or values. But, you know, we as younger 20s, like, in our early 20s, we're very uncertain, you know. I kind of feel like that. Like, I'm very uncertain, and, like, I doubt myself a lot. Like, am I a good person, or am I doing this right, and everything like that. And that's, I guess it's normal to some extent, because that's just what it is. Like, that's just, I think, like, with age, you know, I'm more mature, and I know who I am, and I know what I want in life. The thing is as well, like, with strangers or with people I didn't know, or with work and everything like that, I guess, like, I guess I also realized that it's okay for us to be insecure, and that it's okay for us to care what other people think of us. And that's totally normal. I feel like, you know, I felt like sometimes I push that side of me, that shadow self away, like, just think, like, oh, I don't want to think about that, or I don't want to care what people think. I push that part of me. But in the same breath, I also realized to myself, like, oh, hey, that it's okay for me to care about that, you know. And that's normal, I guess, as well. Yeah. I don't know what to say, honestly. I guess, like, I'm just trying, like, I'm still in the midst of it, of where, like, I don't want to be, like, caring over what people think, but at the same time, I still do feel like I care about what people think and everything like that. But I'm also, like, in this age of where I don't really, like, things doesn't affect me as much. Like, when I first started making this podcast, which is a year and 2 months, 3 months ago, I was in a place where everything is so magnified, and my emotions are so magnified, and it's so heightened, you know, and I'm feeling so aware, like, I'm feeling so conscious of myself and my place in the world. But now I'm in a place of where, you know, there are people who are not going to like you, and that's okay, you know, and And I realized as well, like, you know, if things doesn't work out and things fail, it's no big deal because you can bounce up and get back up again. And in terms of like how I think, like beforehand, like a year ago, I used to put a lot of value on what people think of me. And I always want to, you know, put up front this picturesque best picture of me. And also I used to get so offended over like people's misjudging me and everything like that. But I guess right now I'm just like, oh, screw it, whatever. You know, it is what it is, and that's okay. You know, I guess like I realized that adults, no matter who they are, we are all flawed. And I think like there it comes to with the realization that, you know, with how your relationships are with your parents, like, you know, in one moment or another I realized that, you know, my parents are flawed. And I guess like, although I feel still young and still a child, but at the same time, I'm becoming an adult, you know, and I do realize like my own insecurities and fears. And I feel like every single one of us feel the insecurities, have our own fears and have our own struggles, our insecurities, our own mood. And sometimes I wanted to learn how to not assume that other people's reaction is solely based on our behavior and our own self. Like, most people don't care about us in terms of strangers, other stuff. I think people are very egocentric in a way that they're only solely focused on themselves only, you know, and what people think of them. I feel like I wanted to hear that today. I wanted to hear that I'm not the only one who are conscious or self-conscious over what myself. I wanted to hear that today because, and also I wanted to hear that I'm not the only one who's going through it and struggles and who's, you know, who's insecure and who cares what people think in the same time, who have a dual side, battling side in them, you know. I guess that's the case. Like, that's what I wanted to hear today. And I guess, like, in a way that if I look at it from a self-compassionate perspective, I think I acknowledge the struggle that I face and the emotions that it brings up. But also, in the same time, I also acknowledge that, you know, feeling uncertain or feeling confused, you know, or feeling like wanting, but we're still in a stage of life of there's another thing. I feel like that contrast or paradox, duality, I think that's common in life. And I think we all have that in life. And also, I also think like approaching like caring what other people think, not caring what other people think, issues in my life in a self-compassionate way, I can tell myself that, hey, it's okay if I know that I want to not care what people think, but if I still care what people think, that's okay as well. I'll get there one way or another. I think I just have to rely my faith in God and what I know in my life for God. And I know that I'm a good person. That I know I'm a person. I don't even know what a good person is, but I know I'm a person. And people have so many different opinions of me. But at the end of the day, what matters is that God's opinion of me, because God knows me the best, you know. That's how I will approach my situation in a self-compassionate way. But I also must acknowledge that we all care what people think of us. I think that's totally normal. I don't know. Sometimes, like, it hurts us even more when we judge ourselves for caring what other people think, because then we will beat ourselves up. I think status or, you know, your work status or how many clothes you have, your uniform and stuff like that, how you look, what your age are, like everything like that. It's just some shitty, I feel like sometimes status is just a shitty way of different, like, separate us even more, you know. And I guess that's just not, I'm not up for it sometimes, but that's the world that I live in right now, where status and other people's perception are separating us more than ever, you know. So I'm very passionate on, like, hey, you know, like, your struggles is not coming from you. Like, you weren't born to have these struggles. You know, these struggles are something that the world thousand years ago, like 3,000, 4,000 years ago, created. So I just want to say that. And then also, you know, in the same time, like, we need to take care of ourselves, and we need to be, to relax and to enjoy ourselves and take care of ourselves and be confident in your own skin. It takes work, takes time, takes progress. It doesn't mean you don't get hurt. It doesn't mean you feel anxious. I feel like when you feel sad, when you feel anxious, give yourself some time. You know, you're not a lesser person for feeling anxious and sad and anxiety. Especially men, I think we hold up onto our struggles where we are pressured not to care what people think of us. But if we care about what people think of us, if we are affected emotionally by other people, that is okay. You know, I want to remind myself that, like, that is okay, and that's 100% normal, you know. Anyway, that is all. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a nice day. Take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. And hope you guys have a nice day, nice week. And I love you guys so much. And I'll see you guys in the next episode with a brand new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.